Bienvenue à Les Affaires Brassicoles, votre balado sur l'entrepreneuriat brassicole du Québec, avec Leonardo Calcagno de Baron Mac.
Hi, my name is Aaron Hart. I'm a technical sales guy with Atoma Americas Incorporated, based out of Oakville, Ontario. And our specialty is semi-automated and fully automated high-density storage of palletized goods. We have facilities in terms of customer base all over North America and Europe. The mothership is based out of Bergamo, Italy. So everything is designed, engineered, manufactured out of Italy. And we have our parts distribution warehouse in Buffalo, New York, sales office in Oakville. I cover all of Canada. And we have a number of sales guys down in the US as well. And so in terms of, you know, just the cost of real estate today in terms of warehousing and the lack of labor, you know, when you take those two factors into consideration, looking at something semi-automated or fully automated for to increase your storage density inside your warehouse or manufacturing facility, this type of technology makes sense.
Actually, yeah. Okay, tell us about the solution. What kind of solution you guys have right now? Because I know you guys work with BSG. That's one of the companies you're talking
correct,
to.
That's correct, yeah.
We talk with a lot of brewers and hop companies, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So you give us like pretty much a rundown of what kind of service you guys can provide to a medium-sized company to maybe a bigger company.
Typically, you're going to see an increase in capacity of 40 to 50% in terms of pallet storage. We work very closely with the beverage industry. Some of our latest projects have been with Coca-Cola, Red Bull, and some other big brewers out there, and we're working on a number of projects with other beverage-related companies. Where, again, the biggest problem is capacity and lack of labor.
Of course.
Right. So everybody's struggling with the labor issue right now, and that's where we bring that to the table.
So can you tell us about the pallet runner, deep lane storage? How does it work?
So pallet runner. Basically, is we take a full-on systems review of the customer's SKUs in terms of depth. Typically, each lane you're going to want the same pallet, same type of SKU in the same lane. And then instead of the forklift operator having to travel to an actual pallet position in the regular selective rack, he takes it to the front, puts it on the rail, and then he's got a handheld remote, and it instructs the cart pick up the pallet and go put it away, and then come back. When the lane is full, the forklift operator can then pick up the cart because it's magnetized underneath and it sticks to the forks, and he can put it in the next lane and fill that next lane. Same as reverse as when you're picking an order. If you need to pick three or four pallets, you tell a pallet runner, go get me three or four pallets, and it'll come. So you do this working in conjunction with the customer's warehouse management system, their WMS. So, but it's a full-on system review in terms of how much space you have, how many pallets you have, what are you trying to achieve. And so typically, you know, you're going to pick up productivity in terms of your warehouse operators, and you're going to pick up storage density in terms of how many pallet positions you can store within your existing facility.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. So it addresses two main concerns, labor and storage density.
And do you track here also? Can you track all your products as far as that with this?
Yeah. So typically the customer will have their own warehouse management system. So we will want to integrate with their WMS, right?
Tell me, for a company like BSG, where you guys, I know you're going to tell me trade secrets like that, but how much space that you guys help to make sure that they...
Yeah, well, in their case, their dock was full, and they needed staging for picked orders, and they needed staging for receiving product as well.
Okay.
So we basically, in their case, we quadrupled the space on their dock for any, you know, pallets that had to go out or stuff coming in, and still leave some open space for their lift trucks to move around. So what we did, you know, by implementing our solution, we're using the vertical height. Typically, people will stack pallets two or three high. We're going right to, you know, what's the clear height under your truss or under your sprinklers so that we can put in our system and what your forklifts will lift to. And so that gives you that competitive advantage in terms of...
How much space can you save? I mean, when you still
have that? You're going to pick up 40 to 50% more storage.
So the people are doing that mostly for to save... money and
yeah,
and
well, if you look at the cost of moving, you know, your existing facility to a new facility, this is where your space savings comes in handy, right? And it all, you know, again, you're letting the cart do all the work and bringing the product to the picker instead of the picker having to go to the product. So you're going to reduce your travel time by at least 50%. In my operation before I started working for Atoma, I was working in a refrigerated warehouse where I had 10 forklift drivers picking orders. I was able to, we were able to produce more orders per day less travel on the lift trucks and just be more productive overall. And we also increased 40% in storage density.
How much you save on personnel also with this?
Yeah, well, in this case, I wasn't laying anybody off, but the same, I was doing more work with the same guys.
Okay,
so that was that increase in productivity that I got out of it, right? So we were able to bring on more products and more customers with the same amount of guys because we'd put in the system. So, you know, the capital investment of the system actually helped us increase revenue because we were able to bring in more business, right? Because we got more efficient in what we were doing.
So, well, right now we're at the ADM in Montreal.
Yes.
Expo.
Yep.
So, what kind of questions you guys are getting right now? What's the biggest problems you guys are 100 people have with this?
Yeah, people are the same thing as we're out of space and we don't have enough people. So, what do we do? And here's our problem. How can you help? So, I've 30 plus years in the warehouse industry. I worked as a warehouse operations manager for 15 years, so I got a pretty good understanding of how guys operate their warehouses and, you know, how we can help.
So how big the company has to be to work with you guys?
You know what? We have operations where it's 160 pallet positions, and we have operations that are 50,000 pallet positions. And it really depends on what you're trying to do. So, you know, we can tailor a solution to a small sized company to a corporate giant right across the world. So, and we work, you know, we're international in terms of scope. And, you know, in Europe, it's known as AutoSat Mover. And in North America, we call it Pallet Runner. So, yeah, it doesn't matter. You know, everybody has similar problems, right?
So what is the biggest trend that you see right now in the industry of the automation? Because I know right now our breweries and various companies are wanting to automate as much as possible.
Yeah.
So what kind of trends that you see right now?
Yeah, the biggest trend we're finding, after coming through COVID, the pressure on supply chain, do more with less, right? And more is pallet capacity as well as people. So that's the trend right now in terms of there's always multifaceted issues that you have to deal with and how can we solve it. So we take the full-on systems approach by doing the analysis on the customer's orders, pallets in, pallets out per day, you know, storage density, what are those problems, and we ask all those questions and design a system around their specific needs.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Aaron Hart, great name by the way, man.
Yeah, thank you, dude.
Tell me, what is the best way to get in contact with you?
Best contact for me is our 1-800 number in Oakville. And where it is, and if I put my glasses on so I can see what I'm reading,
man.
Right?
There's the beauty of radio, man.
Yeah, it is the beauty. You can edit all that, right? So yeah, we're 1-855-725-5786 or my email e.hart@atoma.com.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.